You're listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod and Dr. Pat. Hello, how are you today?
Awesome.
Good, good. Are you feeling confident today, or is today not the most confident day for you?
No, I think it is. I mean, first of all, we just went through a fabulous double eclipse moment, one on the 26th, and then last night, of course. And, you know, for those of us that have really been putting the time and the energy, the inspiration and the perspiration into a dream and vision, you know, you can already hear the shift of energy and feel it for what's about to come. And, you know, I was on the other side of this 10 years ago where the same kind of energy existed, and yet I didn't know anything about it. But it is that time and place where you either have to be all in or you're not going to be in. And that's what, you know, it's not something I'm making up. It's what many, many people are saying. And yet it's okay to feel conflicted in your life. It's okay to be at this place where you wish you had all the answers. It's okay to have those moments of doubt where you start to wonder, is this really where I'm meant to be? But the work that you do is to help people, despite those things that may show up, hang on to, you know, the sense of self that confidence is about. And I think that's what today's show is about.
Exactly. It is. I got to tell you, the whole idea of what you're talking about, I was on the same journey. I was in the same place. When all of this started happening, I just didn't understand it. And as a result, I mocked it. But really, I guess I say God had another plan for me to open, become more in awareness, and really get settled and really accept my intuition. Today, I just got off the phone with a potential client in a discovery call where the reason she found me was because of the business I'm in, the business that I do, and a business background that we share. But the truth is, the reason she's going to hire me is because of exactly what we're talking about today. At this life stage, Dr. Pat, you would think that we get it. You would think that we finally have some measure of confidence to go forth and conquer the way that we see ourselves in our head. But the truth is, we don't always. I offer a distinction to people. We can be that kind of supremely confident in some areas of our lives and still be less confident in other areas of our lives. It may happen that we can have that high sense of confident ability to achieve and go forth at one time, but it flags at another time. And so for my cohort, women in midlife, women in the second half of life, as I call it, that is what we are about today, Dr. Pat. I really do want to tell you, I just love working with you because you so get it. I thought that I would start us off today by talking about feeling unconfident, by talking about the contrast.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Because that's where this started 16 years ago. You know, this didn't start at the place where you're looking at me, the person I am today. Really did not. It was at the point of questioning myself. I was questioning a 10-year education, $100,000 later that I put into another master's degree. Why? Well, not really feeling confident or sure of my own value. And then a 10-year degree that led me to a place that I wasn't sure I wanted to go. And I had to make some tough decisions. So I think what you're talking about today, by starting out in that place where we're not confident about who we are, is our greatest opportunity to leap forward at a pace where we've never been. You know, I got to tell you this, and I want to ask you this question. I think the greatest confusion we have about confidence, lack of confidence, humility, and lack of humility is the 4-point matrix that people confuse. And I think by talking about not having confidence, it really starts out by saying that that doesn't mean you can't be a whole lot of other things, that there is a natural place of that. But if we don't see the opportunity at that moment where we start to question everything, we'll never question the thing that we're meant to question for real for our lives.
Totally agree. As I have really opened and welcomed and leaned or accepted my own intuition in this area, as I have used it really in my marketing, the way of marketing today is to speak your message, process your message, and integrate your message. Exactly what you're saying has come up over and over. I do feel, I said it on my Facebook Live this week, I've been doing a 5-part series on confidence. I believe that confidence underlies brave. I believe confidence does underlie many things. Now, can you fake confidence? Can you fake it till you make it? Well, at our life stage, we don't fake anything anymore. And yeah. So it's right. Exactly.
But I've done it.
But the difference is when we're doing it now, yeah, we're doing it with intention and commitment, not from fear and avoidance or denial.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, Susan, I'm going to ask you this question though, because this is a place that I think is really important. And there's a reason why somebody picked up the phone and called you. There's this place that we could go down, and I think it's different for men and women. I don't always say that on air. I'm not one of these men are from Mars, women are from, I'm not that girl. Mm-hmm. I am not that chick. I am not the men are from Mars. Because if you ask people on my team, right, at depending upon any point in time, especially after the production meeting, they would be saying like this woman is not from Venus, right? Right?
Yeah.
Because I think we're both. And I think this is part of our struggle when it comes to confidence, right? Some of us have issues. If we keep it that simple, which it's never the whole Mars and Venus thing. Honestly, my sign is Jupiter. I'm actually from Jupiter. But the thing that we're talking about is what is the world and our calling asking us to be? Can we be confident and still demand respect? Can we lack confidence and demand respect? Can you be at this place where you're both confident and humble at the same time? These are the questions of what we're talking about today in this show. Mm. Because if we're going to do what your show and this episode's about, stepping into the confident zone, we have to really look at all of it. And this is really, I think, the challenge and the lesson for us to learn for who we are. Mm. I mean, isn't this part of why you are stepping out and addressing this issue so you can help us understand that most of society in the second, third, fourth parts of our lives would not even give us an iota or a nanosecond to be discovering ourselves again?
Yes.
They wouldn't give us the right time of day.
It's so true. I love that you're talking about respect. I love that you're talking about humility. The answer to the question about respect is really self-respect. This is one of the greatest areas that I work with people, that there's something that happens, I don't know, where our self-respect dips. As we give to others, we forget to respect ourselves in the process. I was speaking to somebody who's an ambitious businesswoman, and I sensed that tone of apology from her about being ambitious, on point, on track in her career, loving it and wanting only that. I said, you don't have to apologize to me, you know, but once we find our own sense of self-respect, no matter what, whether or not we have the confidence, whether or not we feel unconfident about a certain area, it is the self-respect, the self-orientation, which happens when what you just said, where you take the time to explore, to self-reflect, to grow yourself. I feel the same about humility. Now, as women, we're oriented more towards being humble. And so that's something, maybe we can talk about this a little bit more on the other side of the break, but our humility, I want our humility to be based in confidence, not the opposite, not from the place of self-deprecation. Do you know what I mean?
I had somebody say something to me a long time ago when I decided to get clean and sober. And by the way, I did not decide to get clean and sober at the same time, contrary to popular belief of any of the step programs. You know, sometimes you have to make pivotal decisions in your life. I decided to actually get clean in 1973. It took me till 1989 to decide to look at completely reflecting on who I was. Mm. And what happened to me when I stepped forward without any chemical inhibition, let's call it. You look in the mirror, Susan, and you become unrecognizable. You see the world in ways that you've never seen them before. And you start to embark on a journey of what I call true confidence. I give anybody out there any sort of level of credit the minute they could stop doing something that would alter their state of being. And I got to tell you, the hardest addiction on the planet to rid oneself of, contrary to, please don't send me a bunch of emails on this, because what I want to say is in great respect for anybody that walks away from any substance. But people right now that are addicted to nicotine, I got to tell you, my heart goes out to everybody there. You know, when I think about how our society has literally taken something so, so changed, and, you know, I come from a tobacco family. I mean, I come from a Southern, you know, on my stepmom's side. I mean, roll it, snuff down at the railroad track. I get it. But we are just not aware of what's being put in some of our substances. And it is humbling, humbling to really step away from people that are addicted. But if we don't, Susan, we are not going to have that true confidence of ourselves. You know, I had a friend say to me 30 years ago when I made this decision about humility. And it's interesting because I'm sober in the month of July. And for people that don't understand anything about those things, every month has a word. And if you decide to get sober in the month of July, and that becomes your birthday month, get ready for every year, for as long as you are sober, to hear about humility. Mm. That is the month. And I remember out at the gate when I was grumbling and complaining. And by the way, there's always a no complaining sign out there, out the doors. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Mm. It's thinking of yourself less. And that is the confusion between humility and confidence, right? Confidence says you have to think about yourself, right? But you don't always, you're not always thinking about yourself. So there is this place in the work that you do where you integrate the emotions of life with the cognitive way that we have to be to truly be confident. And that's a long kind of story to say that what you're doing now in the world with all of the factors that surround us to be distracted from our true selves, from discovering ourselves, can also be put to use in the work you do to discover ourselves in a new, highly confident way and still lead with being humble.
Being humbled and authentic.
That's it.
So, and so what you say leads to a spectrum. And when you, we talk about humility, confidence, and then there's arrogance. And so one of the things I spend a lot of time doing is helping people and by the way, why? Because I had my own journey on this, is understand the difference between confidence and arrogance. And I loved what you said about being humble, you know, and be getting outside of yourself. And so then there's this idea about confidence. And is someone who's supremely confident arrogant? No, not at all. This is what I teach. Confidence is not about arrogance. When confidence is founded and grounded in your true authentic self, which is where this personal discovery comes in. And that, and the personal reflection, the discovering you again. And when you go through that process, you get down to your core, you show your authentic self, humility shows itself, arrogance goes away. Because that, there's no place for arrogance in this world and in this work for you to make the impact that you were meant to make in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I think this is part of what you're going to talk about, too. I mean, we're probably even going to have to skip a couple of breaks here because, you know, I was watching a past episode. I saved these episodes of this TV show for when Linda comes because she likes the show and we watch them together. And it's a show called The Good Doctor. And, you know, last night's show was exactly about what we're talking about. It was about loss. It was about devastation. It was about questioning the people around you. And one of the lead characters had a devastating loss that she didn't talk about. But the view of who she was becoming, and I can almost reflect these words verbatim, when one of her doctor colleagues looked at her and said, yeah, like you are grouchy and you're showing up grouchy. Now, mind you, this is in great contrast to a whole cast of men that were pretty much grouchy 24/7, right?
Yeah.
But this woman, and what was said to her was, look, everybody gets to be grouchy, but it's out of character for you. People will notice. That's not you. People will notice. And I stopped and I thought for a minute, why isn't this show talking about that for the male characters?
Yeah.
And that's my question to you. Is there a higher bounty? That's the word. Is there a higher bounty on us as women for us showing up confident and demanding a level of respect? And this is really, this is an interesting question to explore with you. Because sometimes people want us to just be nice. And there's nothing that says that you can't be confident, humble, and nice at the same time. But you've got to define that word for yourself. I think that is, for me, that is a word I had to get rid of like almost 40 years ago.
Well, that, but once again, underlying this, what comes up for me is authenticity. And that's really being true, finding your true self, being true to yourself, being in your authentic space. So, but my answer to your question is yes, there is a difference. I believe, while I know that not every woman births her own children, so therefore not every woman becomes a mother, or some people are foster mothers or stepmothers or whatever, adoptive mothers or whatever, but I believe that that is built into the construct of what you're talking about. Honestly, the truth is that, okay, the truth is that when men look at us, they see mothers, Dr. Pat. In some ways, that really is what's happening. This is deep. I don't usually talk about this, but we're just, as we always do on our show here, we keep it real. And so, yes, I do believe that there is this subconscious thing in the background that's going on where there is a double standard. We surely know that. My work with women and our discussion is to help women really get to this grounded self space. I do want to say that feeling confident is not because you're right. Feeling confident is not because you're the smartest. Feeling confident is not because you're the best. All those superlatives, we think that that's what it is, but that's where you move into the arrogance realm. Feeling confident is what I call, in my parlance, being connected to self-energy. I call this being okay with yourself. So you can sit at a meeting, either a business meeting or a PTA meeting, whatever your realm is, and you can be okay, confidently sure that you don't know everything, but you're there in full energy, listening, wanting to support, willing to step up and step in, articulate through your own voice what it is that you think. What I love about my cohort, women in the second half of life, is that we don't have that worry about being judged or right. You know, we're like, you can listen to me or not. I pretty much don't care. You know, I just want to help people understand that that is confidence. It's not about being the best in your career or getting everything right in your career or being the perfect Kool-Aid mom or anything else. It's about being connected to the self energy. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, because, you know, we have to really get to the place where we are not just discovering authenticity, but how is it even possible as women that raised in a society that tell us that confidence is something that you can exude to a point? But the minute you cross a line to be confident, you're now in a different category. I mean, we're looking at it now with the Duchess of Sussex, and we're looking at what they are wanting to do and the consequence of that for both of them. But they're stepping out and they're saying, well, wait a minute. I think we can kind of go it on our own. Now, it's not that easy. If you are part of a system which says this is what the infrastructure of the system is about, to make a bold statement that says, but we want to be independent, it is a process. And no matter how you look at, you know, the Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, and how you look at what she and Harry want to do, it doesn't come without splitting people across the board about what they think about that. And yet at the same time, she has to be very clear, and so does he, about who they are in the world. And so sometimes when we step forward in confidence and authenticity, it is not going to please everybody. And that is going to be the rough road of discovering you and discovering who you are. And I don't know about you, but I will tell you about confidence. It is not a road that I have taken by myself. It is a road that I have taken from over 100 mentors. I sat down as I'm thinking about writing about this in my upcoming book. And I sat down because I had to look back at the people in my life, the angels that have showed up. And when I looked at who they were and what they did and how they've changed my life, I have to call upon a scenario by one of my supervisors. Early in my career, I think I was 18 in the phone company, and he was Dan Vandermas. And I remember the first time that I felt like I didn't have to do my job or didn't have to do what he told me to do. Now, this was not the first time. I clearly didn't like authority. I didn't like infrastructure, and I didn't like being told what to do. But this man sat 5 feet away from me, behind me. We were in a 50 open bullpen kind of deal in payroll in the phone. Yeah. You know, back in the day, that's what you did.
Yeah.
And I remember we had these stack of cards back then that everybody's records were on. And we called them the rack file or something like that, the rate file. And they contained everything about everybody. So Dan would get up from his desk, walk around to my desk, 3 feet, put a note on my desk that he wanted me to pull 3 people from this rack pile. And I remember thinking, seriously, dude, I mean, look, All you had to do was go another 3 feet and pull the cards yourself. But that wasn't his job. And I absolutely remember my reaction to that. And it was the last time I ever talked back to a boss in this way. It was the last time. And I remember getting up and I said something to him that like the room heard. It was something like, I can't even think about it, but it was like seriously, why don't you go get him yourself? Like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm a clerk.
Right.
Like this is a supervisor at a very important job.
Right.
In the group that I was in. And I remember doing that. And I remember getting up there, pulling the cards, bringing them to him, and him saying to me, because we didn't have conference rooms, meet me in the file room. This is back in the day when nobody cared if you went into a private room and shut the door with your
right, mom. Right, of course.
And so I did. And what Dan said to me was fascinating. And I never really forgot it, but it became, what do we say, a cornerstone, a part of my value system. And I didn't quite understand what he said, but I heard him. And he explained to me that what I demonstrated in that moment was a sign of weakness. And honestly, I mean, I can't give you the words, but the punchline was, I consider him one of the angels in my life, delivering a message that I didn't want to hear. But he gave me a choice, Susan. And the choice he gave me was to change my behavior and change who I was, because any other person that would have done an act like that back in 1968 or whatever that nine or whatever that years was, you got fired on the spot. You did. And this is really the world that people are living in today. You get fired on the spot. Now, back then, it would have taken a little bit more, but he had every grounds to fire me for what I did. I mean, people looked up when I said that to him. He had no choice.
Let me see. I was so intrigued with your story. I lost track of time. We are going to go to break. And then when we come back, I'm going to ask you this question. Was it confidence or chutzpah that led you to say that thing to him? So stay tuned, folks, and let's see how Dr. Pat answers that question on the other side of the break.
Look, midlife, the kids are grown, the career is stale, life is no longer in passion. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? So after decades of giving to others, you get depleted, burned out, and it feels like you're living on the surface, a little dim, a little depressed, or maybe a lot, and lacking focus and passion. Well, get ready for this. Those days are over. You're going to want to join Susan Axelrod in the Discovering You Again event, January 27th. This fabulous online event is for you. So let us tell you how to get there. Go to bit.ly/DYA2020. Register now. Catch in on all of the early bird specials going on and get ready to step in to discovering you again.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, friends, to Discovering You Again. You know, you don't know, but in the background, Dr. Pat and I just continued our conversation as if we weren't in a break.
Well, the good news is Zach has it on a recording and we can play it as an outtake.
Good. I love it. Because this question is a big one and your answer surprised me. So my question was that confidence or was it chutzpah that you stood up to that supervisor?
Well, let's finish the conversation, because my boss did take me in the back room. And what he said to me was, and he asked me a very important question. He said, how do you think what you just did was perceived? And I thought to myself, what? He said, yeah. How do you think other people saw the action you just did? And I said, I don't think anybody was watching. He said, absolutely they were. He said, how do you think that what you said to me and how you said it put your job in jeopardy? And I just looked at him and I said, yeah, I'm your boss. That's it. If I ask you to walk 1 foot to do something, that's your job to do it. I'm your boss, whether you like it or not. And you are being asked to do your job. And he looked at me and he said, and Dan said, if it were anybody else, Pat, I would have fired you on the spot because you put yourself in a situation that left me no other choice. And we're in this room right now because I need to make sure no one else ever talks to me like that.
Right.
I report to the president and the vice president of the company. And can you give me a good reason, a really good reason, why you don't want to do your job? Because I want to know. I want to listen. Maybe it's not the right job for you. And I was shocked. And what happened for me is I had some kind of kundalini, some kind of awake. And he did it in a way that was very, very firm. Right. But he wasn't mean. He didn't call me, you know, he didn't cross that line where he said, oh man, you are like some ridiculous idiot.
I'm so glad to hear that. It sounds like it was very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Mm. And I realized in that moment, it wasn't either of those things that you ask me. It wasn't that. I wasn't acting in confidence. As a matter of fact, I was acting in just the opposite. Insecure, one of the signs of being an insecure individual, there are three signs that I've discovered about myself in my life. There are three of them. One of them is that it's called acting out. It's when a boss or somebody in authority, and believe me, this was a history with me.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the thing that almost got me locked up when I was 19. This was a thing for me. Yeah. I was a rebellious kid out of the get-go. I was given boxing gloves at age 5, but I didn't know the difference. And what Dan did was point out to me, you're at a crossroads. you can gain back your level of respect from me and the other people in your room right now moving forward. That was the greatest gift that I had gotten in my life in that moment.
Amazing.
One of the greatest gifts. Mm-hmm. But this is really the key, though. Mm. How do I recover from this? I became humble. I had to, what is it? Eat crow or do
something? Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
I had to do that because I didn't want to lose my job.
Right.
I was already working three jobs. I didn't want, but he said, this is what he said to me. He said, I believe in you, or I would have fired you on the spot because I had three counts to let you go in that 5 minute moment. That's of you amazing. Acting out. Hmm. He said, but I'm not going to do it because if I fire you, you'll never become the woman you were meant to become. I'm getting teary eyed just thinking about it.
Oh my gosh. Talk about mentoring. That's really something.
I couldn't know that back then that the woman he was talking about is the woman I am today.
That's an astounding story.
I couldn't know it.
Yeah, that's an astounding story.
And I had a meeting with my production team yesterday. And here's what I realized. And this is where you have to be humble, confident, and responsible. I have two new people in production that have no idea what it took to go from a one-hour show in an industry where women are not revered in any way. Mm. And take it to a number one spot 12 years in a row and then launch a network, a woman-owned network. I have two producers that it's my responsibility to educate and say to them, you're working in a place that has an unprecedented reputation because a lot of sweat and energy went into building it. Right. Maybe from people that didn't do it right or perfectly, but did it in a way that allowed us to help hundreds, if not thousands, of other people bring voice to a message that the world needs. People like you, Susan.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come without stepping in potholes, without rubbing people the wrong way, without learning what true confidence and humility is, without giving back, you know, with setting up a network that most of my business development coaches say we should charge four times for more for because our competitors are doing that. It doesn't come without waking up some days and wondering, is this the thing we're called to do? Only then to be shown a sign that it is by folks like you.
Yeah.
So all of this, when we're talking to women today, all of this sometimes require us to stop and say, we need to tell other people what it took to get here, what the blood, sweat, and tears was that we shared on our backs to open up the door for opportunity for you in even working here and others out in the world. And this is really what we're talking about as women. It's a new form of leadership. It's leadership that combines the best of the masculine and the best of the feminine.
Yes.
We have to be the women that we were meant to be and say, I've got to have compassion for people that are either new here or people that have come before or people that have yet to come. It's got to be the same compassion that we have for hosts that show up and say, I've never done this before. Mm. And Jessica and Linda and Zach and Nate, talk to them about how to be better. That's the level of confidence that this world needs. This is a leap year. There's an extra day in here. What are we ladies going to do with that extra day?
Yes.
What are we going to do with it?
Yeah. Sorry to jump in. I'm like trying to cover my mouth to not interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Go for it. What do you think of what I just said?
I mean, it's so, so important. This is the year. And Dr. Pat, I am the confidence coach. However, I am not the perfect person, right? I'm just a human person. But I will tell you that in any of the areas that I myself may feel not that confident, I am supremely confident in becoming more vocal and articulate, clear, and dare I say, demanding that women, I'm speaking to women in the second half of life, realize not just the opportunity this year, but the obligation. This is our year. This is the year that we need to become the true army of change that you're talking about. You told the story of the network becoming what it is today. It is the army of change that where you, by you're telling those younger producers or whomever you were referring to about where we've been, baby. You know, you need to understand where we've been and where we're going to go. Because I know you, Dr. Fett, you got a huge vision.
Yeah, we can't go. No one can come with us if they don't know where we've been. They're never going to be able to raise the $5 million that we know we're going to raise for AI for the soul. They're never going to be able to do it. And it's not fair to them.
Right, right. And for women, it's the same story. Where we've been, this is the place from which you receive your confidence. This is what I'm writing about, I'm speaking about, I'm coaching about. Look at what you've done. Did you ever imagine that you could actually have accomplished the things that you accomplished, whether it was business related or personal as a parent, as a mother, as a, what, you know, whatever, a family member, whichever arena of life it is? Did you ever imagine that you could, if you look and see those things for the accomplishments they are, that you could ever have accomplished that? Take that at this life stage where we now have a little bit more time, maybe some more resources, certainly the inclination and the energy and the deep desire, and go forth.
I got an email and a handwritten letter from one of our listeners, and I don't have permission to say her name, so I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. And she heard my show. I don't know when, Susan. I don't know what show it was. But she heard me talk about the fact about what we were doing. And out of my mouth, I said something like, I never thought that I would own a positive broadcast network. And she sent a very, very beautifully written letter. And she said, Pat, I have been listening to your show since day one. So that's 15 years, 16 years, right? And she said, in the entire time that I'm listening, I never knew you owned the Transformation Network. And I mean, this was a letter that she was writing to ask me why. Why don't we know that, right? And she went on to say, do you happen to know what that means? I mean, this was brilliant. And I cried. I cried from the beginning of the letter. I'm going to try not to cry again, Susie. But I read the letter, and she went out and she did research, which I don't do. I don't do research about who I am or what I do. Mm-hmm. And came back and said, do you know that the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pacho, do you know that there is not a single blemish out there, not a what is that rating? What is that Yelp?
A bad review.
Not a bad review. He said there's nothing, and then she went on to say, did you know? And she gave me this list. She said, did you know there are literally no? I don't know if this is true, so I haven't done my homework on it. She said, did you know there are no other women that she could find either in the United States or abroad that own a multi-channel broadcasting and media network? I didn't. I don't know if that's true, but it sounds, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And then she ended the email with a quote from one of my own shows, where I said that what we planned to do was to up-level all of our hosts this year. The leap that we are going to help our hosts and co-hosts make this year is going to come through technology, a vision that's over 15 years old that we were never able to build. it's going to come from a place of doing something that broadcasting has never done before, which will be launched probably April 1st is our target for it. And then she asked me in the letter, she asked me, is this the year, Pat, that you leap out in front and become visible? And I thought, I just cry. Mm. And she went on to say and wrote what that should look like. And it now has become part of my list, my desire list and goal list. And so this is where you and I have to help other women to recognize the value of who they are. Because if we're not helping women recognize the value of who they are, how are we going to help them be confident? How do we do that, Susan?
Yeah, I mean, I really absolutely have to say that this is the basis, and this is a very male-female thing. This is the nature of what we are talking about, what I talk about in my online courses, in my personal coaching, in my Facebook Live every single day. It is, when you talk about the difference between male-female, it is the nature of what we do as women, is that we do support and uplift each other. And that is the way, you know, you've done it with me, Dr. Pat, you do it with all of our hosts. And that is the way that we can help people confidently go forth, be who they are meant to be, how they are meant to be, make the impact that we are meant to make in this world at this time, which is more desperately needed than ever.
Yeah.
And so that is a message I absolutely want.
And she also put a footnote down. She said there was like a PS at the end, and the PS was, oh, you have to come in second to Oprah, Pat, Dr. Pat. Because that is Oprah, what Oprah did.
It's exactly what she did. I mean, I followed her for many years, and people told her she would never, no matter how famous she was or wealthy she would never be able to own her own network. She started the network. It failed. Dr. Pat, you know the story. Yep. It didn't go. It trickled along. Yep. Here she finished her show, and she was on the rise, and she was the most famous person, but yet the OWN network started, and it did not go how she thought it was going to go. I don't know if you're familiar with that whole story, but it's reminiscent of the quote that I wanted to share with you today by Louisa May Alcott, who wrote the book Little Women, which is, I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. I've heard you talk about this kind of thing over and over with your business. It's something that I've learned myself. In the different areas and arenas of life, being confident and less confident, having my own 29-year-old daughter say to me, what do you mean, Mom? I know what you're doing. You're creating a body of work. That's what you're doing. When I expressed my own unconfident stance at one point to her, because I'm human. And so really that is absolutely the place, the vision that I have for Discovering You Again. And it's why I really loved knowing you and following you. And really all the people I've met on Transformation Talk Radio have been that way. And we step into our responsibility. That's the place that I really do want women to go. I want them to firmly, comfortably, calmly, confidently step into their responsibility in whatever area they have that they see for themselves and go forth. That's what we need, right?
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, part of what this story evolves, it involves is what we started the show, what I started the show talking about, why this is a pivotal leap year. And I don't know if people realize is that Oprah went through her epiphany of questioning herself 10 years ago, when the decade started off, 2010, when we launched Transformation Talk Radio, that became the year that Oprah literally started to plan her exit, which ended up happening in 2011. Mm. And when you think about it, what was the energy 10 years ago that is now emerging again? You know, what is it that we're feeling here? why are we so polarized in our thinking? I got another email this morning that said, you people are talking about, you people, right? I love when I get those emails. You people are talking about confidence. Why don't you send that over to Nancy Pelosi? And I said, I didn't understand what it was about because I hadn't read the headlines. You know, I'm not plugged in. And what this person was saying is she must have read the headlines that said something like Nancy Pelosi is caving and is going to move the whatever the impeachment things are over to the Senate. And so what she was saying was, well, her view was she didn't see that as a point of confidence. Now, other people say that it is. And this is why confidence is such an elusive construct. If we leave it to other people to decide it for us. And that's how you started the show. That this is an inside job. And because of that, it requires people to hire coaches, people to do the work that you do with them. It requires outside sources. Remember, Dan Vandermas was an outside source to me.
Yes.
I didn't come to that by myself.
It's true. You know, the person, one of the people I spoke with recently who was considering hiring me, as I mentioned earlier, came to me because of what she thought was a business orientation. But I'm 100% sure she's going to hire me because of the work on the internal self. And that's the place that needs to be shored up. Look, on October 1st, Dr. Pat, I am a planner. I always have been. The first day of the last quarter of the last year, which was also the last quarter of the last decade, I started looking ahead. I knew January 1st, 2020 was coming. I knew 2020 was coming. I knew about the leap year. It happens to be my father's birthday. He's going to be 92, a leap year birthday. I knew about what was the year of the Chinese metal rat. I knew about a lot of things. And so I decided that I was going to plant my flag in the ground on the date 1-2020. So that's January 20th, 2020, 1-2020. I did two things. Number one, I created an online free party for my fabulous online course called Discovering You Again. That's going to be in the nighttime. We're going to have fun and that's going to be fun. But what I did was at noon that day, I created a free webinar about confidence, calling it Confidence 2020. From that time to this, something rolled out of me, a year-long accountability program. And so I'm going to do a free webinar in January, in a couple of weeks on January 20th. And I have a program, a very, very low-cost program. Why? Because I want it to be for everyone of the accountability, confidence accountability to work with me all year. We're going to have a webinar on the first day of each quarter this year. You're going to receive a monthly email on the first day of the month, and we are going to roll out together with accountability in your confidence. And so, Dr. Pat, that's what I'm doing. And I believe that everybody can do something about their thing. And that's really what we want to encourage people to do. Where did this come from, Dr. Pat? Here. And here, my heart, and down here, my soul, you know, I don't know, these things come out of me, but not just one time in January on one day. No. We need accountability with people each quarter to get through the quarter together. So we're strongly confident and sure and accomplishment. I want to say thank you, Dr.
Thank
Pat.
You. Yeah, this is great.
It was great. I was just like listening, intrigued by what you're saying. I learned from you. I love that you share. I tell so many people that Dr. Pat, of all people, talks about having coaches and mentors. And we have to end now, but I really just want to say thank you as always for keeping it real and showing us, you know, how confidence can come up.
Yeah, you are doing the most important body of work that I've seen come along in a long time for women for 2020. You're doing one of the most important bodies of work for women. And I mean women of all walks of life. I don't care if you clean houses for a living or if you're a CEO of a company. We are going to be going through some stuff this year, and they need to know and learn from you how to stand tall in who they are, regardless of what's going on around them. And that is why your work is so important. That's why people are calling you, Susan.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you. And to everyone, thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you next time on Discovering You Again.
Rock on, everybody. Leap up.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.